Good morning, Patrick. KN4 KFW. Morning, Ken. Fine morning. It's too early to tell.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. My son and I went over to Pigeon Forge for a ride run this weekend. Got back yesterday afternoon. How about yourself?
Some of those gravel roads yesterday up there at the Jocassee Gorge and that was pretty nice. And I'm checking out a few little camp spots and that.
Don't do much.
We were coming out. We were almost out when the rain started. Have the map with you when you're over there so you know what road to go down.
Hard to know where you're at. You can't see all of it together.
They show, you know, when you look online, it shows you that it goes all the way through, but it crosses somebody else's property, and so there's a gate across it.
So good.
30 miles of gravel roads. It was a lot of fun.
Have y'all tried Laurel Valley?
Not tried that one yet. That's what, up there just below you, kind of in Oconee County?
You're going to go out and hit 11 and go up and hit 178 from your house. And it'll be up there on the left just before you cross the state line.
So we went up 178, and we went up close to the state line, and then we took a left on a gravel road.
That was probably Laurel Valley then.
Yeah, they call it gorges at Jocassee or whatever, but then there's some heritage parks up that way.
Gorges is on up. I think it may connect to Laurel Valley, but I'm not 100% sure. It's been a while since I've looked into any of it.
Now we came across the DNR guy and we stopped. And, well, there's right there at 11 and 178, there's a little store that they usually have the DNR maps, but she was out. And then, so when we were coming out of the park or the road there, there was a DNR guy there, and he had some maps, so we got one from him. It shows, like, all the spots where you can camp, and it kind of shows roads, and at least it shows which ones are closed and which ones are seasonal.
You need to know that back in there. You get in trouble for turning the wrong way.
And we went past that jumping off rock or something like that, but we didn't stop to go out there and see it.
The gorges, since they made it a state park, it used to be just raw land that everybody went four-wheeling on. We called it the auger hole. But then they made it into the state park, and I haven't been in there since then.
Roads we want to check out, there's one auger something just right up 78, not far off of Highway 11. Want to check that out. There's some camp spots back there. There's some other roads that we didn't try.
Camping before winter gets here?
We're thinking on it. And they're going to try to do something. And that I was looking online for something that kind of wasn't on the ground. I saw a little, they got a utility trailer that has a tent, you know, that hooks to it, and that looked pretty good. It looked like you could pull it down through there pretty easy.
It's up here in Bavard that builds trailers like that. I don't know the name of it. I'll have to find out, but I'll see what I can do for you.
So I appreciate it. Yeah, there's one over there by Cherrydale called, I don't know, Trailer USA or something. They advertised online one for about $2,300, and that, which ain't bad, because they got one called the Jumping Jack, but man, it's $10,000 for just a utility trailer with a canvas tent on it.
Funny for a tent.
about the only difference is it's a, you know, it's a Four Seasons canvas tent where the others are, you know, the what are they, Two Season or whatever. In the 40s up your way midweek.
I hadn't looked at the weather yet to see what it's supposed to be this week.
Thursday morning's supposed to be about 49 down there in Greer.
Here, so, ready or not, here it comes.
Good camping weather, right?
That's for sure.
Property up through there that we visited is on like a wildlife management area.
You gotta be careful, there'll be guys in there hunting. Probably already are bow hunting.
Cars that were, you know, stopped off, that's for sure. Well, fire roads gated off, and the hunters can go down, in there and hunt.
Never hunted any of that up there. I've got a friend of mine, he hunts quite regular, especially during turkey season, he likes to go out there.
Me of the property I used to hunt up in Walhalla, it's like, man, that's, there ain't nothing flat about it.
Here, that's the way it is. It's straight up or straight down. There is no flat land.
The trail, and it's like, man, that's some serious exercise.
You kill a 100-pound deer or a 120-pound deer and try to drag it out of there, it's real exercise.
About a 25-pound pig, and man, I thought he weighed 150 pounds by the time I got into the top of the hill.
I've cheated. I've learned to carry extra rope and a small lock and tackle.
Well, I'm here parked in the parking lot and that, so I might say 73, and hope you have an awesome day, and I'll listen out for you some this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Hey, Kim, before you go, have you heard anything on Ed? Have you talked to him?
Yeah, hang on. Let me read the text. Hold on. Saturday, he said had to go to the bladder doctor. He was full of blood clots for some reason, and they had to flush it all out, but he's doing better. He says he misses everybody.
Hadn't heard from him.
Catch you later. KN4 TFW.